So 8 by my clock here. And then I'll ask, has everybody looked at the agenda for this evening?
Yes.
And do we have a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
Kevin.
Who was that?
Kevin.
Kevin.
Anybody second?
Second.
Evan. And Audra, you mentioned before the meeting started to do roll calls on all the votes. Is that necessary for this part?
Yes, because they said you can't distinguish the ayes and nays on a video conference. So either you have to chat it in or do a roll call vote.
All right.
Yeah, I know.
So I'll just run down the list of who we have here. Evan? We have the motion to adopt the agenda. So those in favor, not in favor. So first we'll go to Evan.
Aye.
Linda?
Aye.
Amber?
Aye.
Kevin?
That me? Aye. Kevin, aye.
Let's see, Barbara?
Aye.
And Pam?
Aye.
And why am I spacing out here on this last one?
How about Heidi?
Heidi, I beg your pardon. I was just trying to do it.
I was trying to
do a phone number on the list here. Thank you. So motion carried. Public comment. Okay, thank you. Moving on to new business. Okay, over to you, Audra, to set us up on the context for this.
Okay, so sorry about the rush on all this. We got notice, when was it? I can't remember, but after the governor made the announcement about the school votes, I've been in contact with the school, and it looks like our best option is to go on the school ballot. There are 7,800 absentee ballots that have to be mailed out for our district.
Could you say that number again?
7,800 absentee ballots.
Okay.
Thank you.
So the school is working on with a company called NTS who did our vote in the past, and they'll send out the postcards that are required and then send out all the absentee ballots and the oath envelopes and the return envelopes as well.
Okay.
This has to be back when? Is this June 9th?
June 9th is the vote for the school.
Okay.
Yeah. So everything is abbreviated. The legal notices, there's a 28-day notice for the 28-day period for the legal notice to be put in the paper, which that gives us Tuesday for the Democrat. So the school wants to get it in by Thursday. So that's why we kind of had to rush the meeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then we are, we're basically locked into this June 9th date, is that correct?
We could go out on our own and have a separate vote, but financially, I don't think it's feasible.
Yeah.
Can I ask one question on the vote?
Sure.
Will it just be one vote, or will there be two separate lines where people can vote yes for the, they can vote how they feel about the school budget and how they feel about the library budget? Will it be two separate lines?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And the trustees will be separate as well, our trustee elections.
Okay. Yeah.
So basically, it's all going to be on one ballot, though?
One ballot, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we'll have one legal notice going in the paper on Tuesday, and then one ballot in the absentee envelopes.
Is the board charging us anything for this?
There will be a charge. I did speak with Grace at RCLS, and she recommended we do some kind of percentage, like an 80-20 split or something like that. So I have to talk with the clerk. She hasn't gotten an estimate yet. from NTS. They said they're overwhelmed right now. So hopefully we'll get that estimate and then we can negotiate how much the library pays for the process.
But that we know is much, much cheaper than doing it ourselves.
Yes. Yeah. Otherwise, we'd have to do the whole process ourselves and mail out the 7,800 absentee ballots.
We can all get together and lick envelopes. okay, so are there any other concerns or questions folks have? It's not really ideal to have it, you know, aligned with the school board election, but.
I know we have no choice in this, but I just have real concerns about how this election might go this year.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I think we all have to hope for the best, but we all have to recognize that we may be working with last year's, but with the 2019 budget.
There's
a reality when you're going to put it out to everybody. Now we could have more people just voting because there's a line and a lot of people aren't going to miss checking a line. So, and we just have to hope that we get enough positiveness out of it. And we don't have a lot of options right now because even the Friends of the Library, there's not a lot of legwork they can do at the moment. So we're just going to have to keep our fingers crossed. But be prepared.
We as trustees can remind people of this vote and remind the right people of this vote, correct? We don't say vote yes, but we can just say, tell the people that we know who like the library to vote, right? That's not crossing any lines.
No, not at all. And we'll do on social media, you know, that our budget vote is June 9th, things like that. We just can't tell them how to vote.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, as trustees, I think this is where we really have to reach out. Because for everything you said, I mean, this is our worst nightmare. To be a link to the Board of Education during a depression is never good.
I'm the only thing people can say no to.
Yeah. Yes.
Precisely. I'm my inner Marge is coming out, and I'm, it's just people are going to be. This is going to be a real chance for people to say no to any taxes.
Yeah.
Well, plus the fact that it's being done absentee, like it doesn't take any effort. You don't have to get off the couch and go drive someplace to vote.
Well, see, that's the big concern. We're not now going to capture just the people who go to the library. We're capturing everybody. Exactly. And that's different for us because before it was just the library. And yes, we get a few no people, but you would get the people who were really into the library. And now we're going to be getting to all the masses, to everybody. And unfortunately, at a time like now, just not a good thing to be linked to it, but we don't have a choice.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. People also think, you know, because the library is closed, that we don't need money.
Yep. It's the same with the school. The school is closed too. So, and that's what's going to be the biggest thing. I wish this is the one time when I will say that I think our percent of increase could hurt us. Because I don't know about the library, but the school budget, I have a feeling they might be within the parameters of what the state is allowing their increase to be. I don't know if they're currently still working on their budget or not. That I don't know. They are. They're already streamlining their budget, and they're doing everything possible to make sure it comes in with that. It won't be a negative, but as close as possible to a percentage. And ours, of course, isn't going to look so great with the percentage that we're going out for. So,
but there's nothing we can do about it.
There's absolutely nothing. No. Right. We're locked in.
Yeah. Well, and as we say, if the worst thing that happens is that we have to sort of go back to our 2019 budget, 2020 budget, then It's not the worst thing in the world. There could be so many worse things happening. But maybe the response rate on the absentee ballots will be the same as the census response rate here in the county. The lowest in the state by a healthy margin.
But you know, well, I'm going to say something about that. I have yet to get anything in my house, a notice to my house.
Really? Census. We've been bombarded.
I have gotten no phone calls, no nothing. So all of a sudden one day I said, I guess I'm just supposed to go online and do it. Huh. I had no pre-number. I guess there's a pre-number some people got. I got nothing. I have had absolutely no correspondence.
I haven't had any either.
I think we got it online.
Yeah. So I just did it because it was on TV, and I'm saying, well, I guess I better do it. I'm not getting anything, so let me just get it done. But you know, there's going to be a lot of people that won't do it because they didn't get any notification at home. So I think that's a problem. Maybe something went wrong with Sullivan County that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. Okay, so unless there's anything else, is anything else to discuss, or shall I try to form a motion to set the date? Okay, so would anybody like to make a motion to set the date for our budget vote and trustee election for June 9th, 2020?
I'll make that motion, Pam Reinhart.
Okay, Pam, anybody second?
I'll second it, Barbara.
Okay, thank you, Barbara. I'll just go down the list for the roll call vote. Yay or nay, Kevin?
Yay.
Kevin?
Aye.
Amber?
Aye.
Linda?
Aye.
Pam?
Aye.
Heidi?
Aye.
And Barbara?
Aye.
All righty. Motion carried. Thank you very much. And then I guess the next bit of biz is to set the date for the budget information. Do see the magic of Zoom. Is there, did you have you had a date on that set in mind, right, Audra?
Monday, June 1st would work. It has to be between 7 and 14 days prior to the vote.
Okay.
So if we wanted to stick with a Monday, June 1st falls in there. And it could be 4:30 still or something different.
Okay. Anybody have any thoughts on that? Is there anything to discuss, or should we go straight to a motion?
What is this for? I'm sorry.
This is for the budget information hearing that we need to have in advance of the budget. So if anybody has questions, they can come on to Zoom and pummel us. All right then. Would anybody like to make a motion to set June 1st, 2020 at 4:30 p.m. for our budget information hearing?
This is Heidi. I'll make a motion to set the budget information hearing meeting for June 1st at 4:30.
All right. Thank you, Heidi. Anybody second?
Second.
I'll second.
I think that was Evan got there first under the bell. So thank you. And I'll just go through the roll call one more time. Evan?
Aye.
Kevin?
Aye.
Amber?
Aye.
Linda?
Aye.
Pam?
Aye.
Heidi?
Aye.
Barbara?
Aye.
Okay, motion carried unanimously. Okay, is there anything else, Audra, or anybody else?
No.
Okay. Would anybody like to make a motion to adjourn? We can go through this one more time.
So moved.
Kevin makes the motion to adjourn. Anybody second?
I'll second. It's Amber.
Okay, thank you, Amber. Okay, going down the roll call. Evan.
Aye.
Kevin.
Aye.
Amber.
Aye.
Linda.
Aye.
Pam.
Aye.
Heidi.
Aye.
Barbara.
Aye.
Okay. Motion to adjourn carried unanimously. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Audra. And.